doesn't feel like work when you have a great soundtrack. Turn us on when you get to work and get 10 songs in a row every hour on Star 94.1.
Big Dave is Jeff's brother, and they're very close. We love Big Dave. He's a friend of mine, and we think he is putting himself in some danger and that he's getting scammed. He's fallen in love with a woman in the Philippines. We've been talking about this on the show for the last couple of days, and he's booked his flight and wants to go, and nobody yet has been able to convince Dave that there's even potential of a scam. He's so in love with this woman that we feel like he's going to go no matter what. And Jeff just told me a couple of minutes ago that Dr. Phil knows the story.
Dr. Phil knows the story with a shout out, if you will, to my wife, Callie, who, when this started to happen, dug in, and probably with as much passion or more passion than I have at finding out the truth and exposing this woman. And she, one of the ways she did that is she reached out to the Dr. Phil show, and they called me. They actually called me the week of my wedding, and they started to talk about the possibility of helping Dave. But it was the week of my wedding. I couldn't really get into it then, right?
Right.
So I tabled it. Well, then, as you know, last week, Dave emails me and says, hey, I've got a plane. I bought my plane ticket. At which point, I reached back out to the Dr. Phil people and said, are you still interested? And we spent an hour on the phone yesterday.
Okay.
And they said, absolutely. We are absolutely. This is a fascinating story. And we cover these types of catfishing stories all the time.
Okay.
This looks like a textbook case. We want to help him.
So they can help prove whether she's real or not.
Right.
So we have to ask Dave if he will go and be on the Dr. Phil show.
If he'll go to California and be, and I'll go with him.
Okay.
Sure, Callie will go with him. You can go if you want.
Okay.
And he's going to go on the show. But I think the angle is he's going to go on the show to either prove that she's real or fake. And if Dr. Phil says that she's real and this is a 100% story, then I have no choice but to support Dave and help him go and help him be as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if Dr. Phil says this is a scam, then that might be what opens Dave's eyes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking to Callie about it last night, we think you should ask him and not me.
Because you guys have had so many butting heads conversations so far about her.
Well, especially if he's hesitant about it, you're going to be more gentle than I am.
Oh. If he's hesitant, you're going to like, rah, flip out on
it
him.
It frustrates me so much.
I got
so
you. Okay.
Will you? Can we call him right now?
Yeah, let's call him.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. It's Jen.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to try to see if I can get this thing to work on my Bluetooth. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So I saw your email, and I appreciate you taking the time to go through some of those concerns, and you got to hear our conversation about it on the air yesterday, right?
Yes.
Or day before. And you said that you have been satisfied beyond a doubt that her intentions are true with you.
Yes.
So
she hasn't given me anything. And, you know, part of what I think, you know, Jeff has put out and you put out, you know, the side that I was sort of, you know, wanting to be heard was that this isn't, you know, a woman in her 20s that doesn't work, that's, you know, in the deep cities, you know, with, you know, children living with her parents and stuff. This is an established woman, you know, that's mature, that has a job, that, you know, had to be vetted for the job she's at. She's in government. That has 3 kids, that has, you know, children in school, in college, that are, you know, also, you know, good kids that, you know, are trying trying to better themselves in that way. Mm-hmm. So this isn't what I would say from my research, you know, the typical woman that's scamming anybody.
Mm-hmm. And you guys share the same faith, and I know you guys talk about that a lot.
She is certainly a religious woman, and I know because I've been, you know, we've Skyped to her church, and when she goes to the church, and mm-hmm. getting candles for prayer at the church, and, you know, even pictures from the girl that you know, sells the candles outside the church, and, you know, all kinds of pictures and stuff from and being in the church. And, you know, even from her mother, prayed with her mother, and, you know, we prayed daily.
So she's proven to you without a doubt that she is true and that your feelings for each other are true. But she hasn't yet proved that to your family, to Jeff or to your dad. And I know that your family is just as important to you, if not more, than she is. And so
absolutely,
if there were a way that we could prove to your family that she is legit before you go, then your trip is fine, right? Your trip is good. Everybody supports you. If we could prove that before you left.
Yeah, right? that would absolutely make me feel better.
So I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
So there's someone who's offered to talk to you and help, and his name is Dr. Phil. So
that's great.
So my question for you, Dave, is would you be willing to go to California and talk to Dr. Phil?
Oh, wow.
Jeff will go with you.
Wow.
Even your dad could go. You guys could all go and sit down and talk to the Dr. Phil show. Present to them everything and your relationship, and with their resources, we can either prove that you are absolutely right and this is a safe trip for you, or we can prove that maybe it's not so safe for you to go.
Well, okay, so first thing that, you know, even this conversation that I'm having, mm-hmm. Lise doesn't know about. Mm-hmm. I hadn't told her that, you know, you talked about her on the radio the other day. Mm-hmm. She's pretty private person, mm-hmm. period. And I think if somebody looks into the culture, if any of the 94.1 listeners, you know, that are Filipino can kind of confirm that that's someone how their culture is. And I don't know, something like that, I feel like I should, you know, tell her that that's my intention. I mean, to go on the show, I don't personally have a problem with it. It's very public. Of course, if I'm going to Dr. Phil, you know, that'd be pretty public.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I
I think that
I'm not opposed.
Okay, you know. Good. That's great. I'm glad you're open to it because, like I said, we can prove that she is who she says she is and your relationship is what you believe in your heart of hearts that it is. And if they prove that, then that's a good thing to prove publicly.
There we go.
Talk to her about it. And then we can follow up with you tomorrow. You can talk to Jeff. And
it would make me really happy to be able to prove to him that she is who she says she is and that's, you know, who she is. So I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I, at this moment, you know, I'm wide open to it, but I certainly think I need to run that by her. But at the moment, I would say I'm okay.
Do you think it would be a red flag to you if she says, don't go?
Oh, yeah. But, well, yeah, it would be, it'd probably be a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll talk to her. And then we'll talk to you again tomorrow. But I really appreciate your open nature about this. The fact that you're open to it is really great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty transparent person in general, but, you know, I'm certainly open to going to Dr. Phil and see what happens, see if he can help me bring her to the family.
Awesome, Dave. Well, I'll text you and set up a time to talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, sweetie.
Thanks a lot.
I hope you have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you at the Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.